I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, October 19th, 2021 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. Picking up and continuing on from yesterday, I didn't really get into it, but I intend to. So I'm going to just say warning graphic content. Where are we headed? What's in store? Reviewing lots of things, you know, reading Frank Kitson's low intensity operations, subversion, insurgency, peacekeeping, and those kinds of things. Listening to JFK again, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society, and we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweigh the dangers which are cited to justify it. And he went on, obviously. And you combine that with Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope in particular, and the Anglo-American establishment for that matter, and you realize that these kinds of things have been happening for quite some time. It's not so much, in my opinion, I think it's all about context. You and I can meet in secret and we can talk about, I mean, kids do that. I remember when we were kids, I was a young boy, you know, we used to talk about all kinds of things. So people do that in secret, so to speak, all the time, but it's the clandestine organizing of government and the lives and affairs of other people that is the issue. I think, isn't that, that's the definition of conspiracy. Yeah. So, it's that kind of thing. It's the, well, like JFK said, you know, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on, was it covert or covet means? Well, we've had that conversation. I've talked about his notes, and John in Tennessee and I in particular have talked about that a little bit. Anyway, covert or covet means, in either case, I think it applies for expanding its sphere of influence on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. And then, you know, this in particular, it is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. That's not just communism. And again, to those who would say, wait a minute, Chris, you're no expert. He was only talking about communism. To those folks, I would say, you know, it's curious that if you go back and listen to his Yale commencement address, I find it a very curious coincidence that all of the names that he mentions are predominantly Skull and Bones men, and they're intriguers. History has told us after the fact, you know, every cabinet, you know, somebody like Nixon, for example, thinks that he knows what's going on, talks about George Herbert Walker Bush in a defamatory light, and the next thing you know, well, the rest is history. So JFK, same kind of thing, plagued by Skull and Bones men who seem to be running the show in places like Vietnam, to his chagrin. Wait a minute, I thought I was the president. Yeah, the office belongs to the president's foreign policy advisors. So I don't think it was just communism. So it's not so much the secret meetings, secret proceedings, and so forth. It's the context. You know, we can do whatever we want. I mean, if you run a business, obviously you meet in secret, so to speak. You have your board meetings or whatever. It might not be for your own small business that's not publicized. You might have trade secrets, you know, the secret sauce of your business that you don't want revealed necessarily. It's your competitive advantage, even though we live in a collaborative commons era, which is a bunch of nonsense. So it's not so much the secret meetings and so forth. It's what they represent. And now, again, if you listen to Carol Quigley and Joan Vian and others have talked about this, were, you know, when Joan talked about it, it was, I think, 120 or something, about 120 meetings per month with these different CFR and Royal Institute of International Affairs and CSIS and IISS and USIP and all of these groups that shape and dictate essentially the lives of not just every American, but every person in the civilized world and reaching even beyond that. So that's kind of the issue. And it's not good. It's not good. Things are changing radically. I mentioned yesterday, for example, the video that you know, Empty Planet preparing for the global population decline, based on their book of same title, Empty Planet, Daryl Bricker and John Ibbotson. When the book came out back in 2019, I talked about it a little bit, and there was just sort of by way of reminder, wireless devices that interfere with each other are very, very annoying. So there was the Wired magazine article that I referred to at the time, the world might actually run out of people. And it was speaking to the book, obviously. Bricker and Ibbotson's book. United Nations predicts that the global population will soon explode. An empty planet, John Ibbotson and Daryl Bricker argue they're dead wrong. So, you know, the Malthusian contingent says 11 billion by 2100. And these guys say other way around. Pushing society into a Soylent Green scenario. It's people. But what's happening now? I mean, we've had, the Malthusians have been hard at work, especially over the last century or two. Again, R.J. Rummel's book, Death by Government. Is, if you're not familiar, you know, death by government, genocide and mass murder, but like Goldhagen says, eliminationism is a better term because basically genocide has lost its punch, which is, isn't that astonishing? Genocide, we don't care. Wow. That's astonishing. So death by government, last estimate is somewhere, what, around 120 million? Probably more than that, I think. Isn't it more like closer to 200 million, 170, 200 million, something like that? That's a lot of people. If 200 million people don't have children, that has consequences. And then there's all the GMO stuff. And all of the other ways, the endocrine disrupting, estrogen leaching kinds of things that we see. And there's the pop culture stuff. It's okay to be dumb. What was I looking at yesterday that just astounding? I can't remember now, but you know, you see these commercials and things. We went through the era of the sitcom that flipped the family model on its head. Dad is not, it's not father knows best anymore. Now it's, we went through this era in the sitcom where mom kind of rules the roost, but the kids are really in charge because, you know, everything sort of revolves around the kids and whatever they want, whatever they, if they're obnoxious enough and histrionic enough, then they get what they want. And so it's just a matter of being the squeakiest wheel. So mom runs things, but the kids are really in charge and dad's the idiot that, you know, they just kind of put up with. Now we have commercials. What was it? I forget what. I think it was Alexa. It was an automotive commercial. I don't know. Maybe you've seen it. Where mommy's driving daddy around. Mommy's driving her little man-child around. And that's a normal thing. Now, you see that everywhere. Which I think is bizarre. Not that there's anything wrong with women driving or women driving and men riding. But I think you understand what I'm saying. When the general perception is, you know, men as protector, and there are always the, you know, the alphabet mafia, as Jason Whitlock says, is ready to say, you know, that's not always the case, and we don't have to, you know, we don't have to subject ourselves to the tyranny of gender binary and social constructs. But generally speaking, you know, and there is always some outlier, some person, you know, for example, in this case, some woman who might be better at, you know, who might be well suited at protecting. She's physically sort of domineering and that kind of thing, but that's not the rule, generally speaking. And speaking of endocrine disruptors and estrogen leaching, you don't see a whole lot of men who look like men these days, do you? So, reminds me of all of these things, and I think this all sort of conspires in a way that we don't realize because it's happening at glacial speed. And so I keep thinking of Aldous Huxley's words that creep me out. The charm of history and its enigmatic lesson consists in the fact that from age to age, nothing changes, and yet everything is completely different. And we're seeing it. Those of us who have been around for, you know, a little while, have seen a few things, and especially those of us who, you know, folks who listen to this network, for example, particularly, you know, we hang on to those things that guys like Ray Kurzweil want to augment or replace, things like visual pattern recognition and long-term memory. So when you have those things, and you've been around a while, you have some long-term memory stored up in your neck top, as my mom likes to say. And you see patterns. It's interesting the way that things have changed just in the last few decades. Massive change. But then the World Economic Forum says that in the next 20 years or so, they want to make changes so drastic that this world will be vastly more unrecognizable than the world was 150 years ago. Like today's world compared to 150 years ago. That's what they're saying. So lots of things have been in store for a long time. The general public is just not ready, despite the conditioning, and we can't have a revolt. But this is where we are. And so now, you know, the change agents have weaponized people against one another. The whole, you know, Fukuyama's end of history and the last man, Huntington's clash of civilizations kind of thing, colliding everyone together, destroying the Anglo-Saxony, if you will, that's not part of the, you know, mystery schools or whatever. If you're not OBE, KBE, if you're not a knight commander of the Order of the British Empire or something like that, then, of course, you need not apply. And you will get euthanized in a kindly enough manner so we can make the Georgia Guidestones great again. Anyway. So, history is repeating, and I mentioned yesterday, you know, that when you get the law enforcement contingent out of the way, and then you release criminals saying, well, you know, we don't want them to catch COVID, but now, obviously, we can see that that's a fraudulent argument since people are being put in jail for, you know, I don't know, staying with their daughter in the hospital, for example. They're being arrested, handcuffed, and jailed, and dad's protesting, you know, let's just say the ill treatment of their daughters. Do you see what the message is there? Speaking of dads, here's a dad who is man enough to stand up and say, I'll burn this whole place down with everyone in it if we don't figure this out. You know, he's being a man, protecting his child, his daughter in particular. And that's a special thing. If you read the Bible, Numbers chapter 30 in particular, that's a special thing, father-daughter relationship. And he's supposed to do that. But what's the message? What's the subtle, implicit message when someone like Scott Smith is apprehended and accosted and, you know, arrested for protecting his daughter? What message does that stick in the back of people's minds? Stick around, I'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Welcome back.
Dragonfly out in the sun.
So, if you're not part of the Anglophile Network, as Carol Quigley put it, you know, the Rhodes Milner group of rings, then you're just the surplus masses. We don't need to oversweat them anymore, as H.G. Wells says. So, reminds me of Solzhenitsyn from the Gulag Archipelago. If you know, we purely and simply didn't love freedom enough, we have no idea in America. Americans have no idea the gravity of the situation. It's just astonishing. We are the, I mean, are we not the bunch that Jesus talks about in Matthew 24, for example? Are not Americans just sort of living it up, not realizing, you know, the magnitude of the situation? For as, you know, Matthew 24:37, for the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. This is NASB 95, verse 38. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. Well, we don't do that anymore because that's not cool. There's that, what is it, the T-Mobile commercial where, you know, the instead of marriage, the kid proposes that they switch to T-Mobile. I think that's what it is. And she says, yes. Oh, I thought you were going to talk about forever. Oh, yeah, let's do this. Let's, again, what message does that send? They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. And they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be. You know, it's not just as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. It's not just that. He elaborates a little bit. They did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. And I think that is an apt description of America. You ask one in 1,000, maybe 10,000, maybe you get to about 100,000, you start finding some people, but, you know, unless you're surveying, I don't know. I mean, there is an element, you know, we keep having this conversation, are people waking up? I argue, you know, my speculation and conjecture is precisely according to plan. What plan? I wouldn't recommend it, but if you're really asking me, go over to the Lucius Trust and see the work of the hierarchy and the plan. There is a plan. It's right there. The theosophical plan. Revealed. That's what's going on. You know, initiation human and solar. Alice Bailey. A received work, quote unquote, from her spirit guide, quote unquote. In other words, demonically, whatever the word is. Inspired is not the right word to use. So that's what's going on. And there are some people who are concerned, but I think, again, even, you know, sort of irrespective of that, folks that think they understand a thing or two, most people still have no clue. And again, it gets back to that sort of schizoaffective disorder thing. A lot of people are saying, oh my goodness, it's terrible. And then they say that, they, you know, say something like that for a moment, and then right back to whatever it was they were doing. Whatever things are sort of leaning into the downfall of the Republic, you know? It's horrible. It's terrible. Let me put my shoulder back on that wheel and push this thing, this dialectical wheel down the road a little bit more. Let me lend my strength to that. It's insane what's going on. And Chamath Palihapitiya said it well when he said at the Stanford School of Business talk he did back in 2017 that it's time for a hard break in a lot more ways than just social media, I would say. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps. Ready to race to you. These days are all
welcome back.
So, one of the other peculiar, I'll get into the stuff that I'm teasing, hinting at here in a minute. But one of the other kind of astonishing realizations is the superstitious nature that seems to sort of pervade the whole COVID nonsense. Remember Carl Sagan, The Demon Haunted World, Science is a Candle in the Dark, when he wrote, "I have a foreboding of an America in my children's or grandchildren's time." This is 1996. That's not that long ago. When the United States is a service and information economy, sounds about right. when nearly all the key manufacturing industries have slipped away to other countries. Sounds about right. When awesome technological powers are in the hands of a very few. You know, it wasn't that long ago that folks would make home movies and things, or they would make, you know, PowerPoint presentations, or, you know, just fun little things, creative things. We were creating with these tools. And that doesn't seem to be happening much anymore. And I think a big part of that is the fact that everybody wants to keep your creations in the hive mind. You know, whether it's Facebook keeping your social reactions in the hive mind, or Microsoft keeping whatever you make with the Microsoft Office suite, for example, in the OneDrive folder of the hive mind, or Google, you know, same thing. Google Drive, same thing. That's unappealing to some folks. It's my thing. You don't need to have it backed up somewhere. Don't worry. You know, I'm a big kid. I understand what I'm doing. I understand the risk. No, really, you should back it up. And, oh, by the way, oops, sorry, your storage is over the limit. Now we're going to have to charge you for the rest of your life. How convenient. Okay, I just want my documents back, and I'll go, no, those are our documents now. Which sounds like what the World Economic Forum is saying. Welcome to 2030. You own nothing and you're happy. It's great. No, you love it. It's okay. No, you love it. Really. No, you love it. It's okay. No, it's horrible. And I don't love it. So Sagan went on. Awesome technological powers are in the hands of a very few, and no one representing the public interest can even grasp the issues. People are talking about, you know, there's this harping on, well, you know, I mean, you have guys like Newt Gingrich saying stuff. You know, Mr. Newt, third way Gingrich, it's disingenuous. It's harping on something that will ultimately upset people, and it's fanning the flames of conflict. It's fomenting conflict. You know, if we really want to talk about how the average citizen, so to speak, has no influence on public policy and discourse, I don't think we should even have, you know, public policy shouldn't be a thing. That's a whole different discussion. Anyway, we'll say government policy. Then I think we should go back to the study that Gillens and Page did, Martin Gillens, Benjamin Page, testing theories of American politics, elites, interest groups, and average citizens. And they proved, multivariate analysis indicates that economic elites and organized groups representing business interests, oh, it's fascism, have substantial independent impacts on U.S. government policy, while average citizens and mass-based interest groups have little or no independent influence. Well, we can go back and start right there, I think. And then, you know, quickly we get to the administrative process. We get to James P. Hill's fourth branch. You know, the agency staff and the congressional committee staff colluding and conspiring together, which gets so bad at some point that you have 60 Minutes doing entire series on Big Pharma, for example, having their lobbyists speak to congressional committee staff so that people can say with, you know, some degree of plausible deniability, no, we never spoke. I didn't speak to that person. No, we never. And they didn't speak directly. They speak through their proxies, through their staffers. 60 Minutes did a piece on it. And then from there, obviously, NGO, NPO, foundational nonsense, hijinks. And then, you know, what JFK said, the secret proceedings. And it's not so much the secret proceedings, it's the influence that they wield after the secret proceedings. There was a time when we cared. CFR member? Oh my goodness. You don't belong in anything to do with government or public policy or influence or whatever. No, we understand foreign affairs better than anyone. It's like we know because we talk about it and it happens. Yeah. So if you're a trilateralist, CFR member, any of these kinds of things, you don't belong in government. Your membership should disclude you. There was a time in America when Freemasonry was thought of similarly. And these groups really are sort of like a fraternal order. Different discussion. Anyway, I want to get to this other stuff. There are the word vex in the Bible, King James, is an interesting, you know, whenever you see the vex in its various forms, there are interesting things going on. Example, Psalm 2:5, then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Psalm 2 is an interesting passage, by the way. The nations think they're going to do something. God looks on from the heavens and laughs. Deuteronomy 28:20, the Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed and until thou perish quickly because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. Vexation. Numbers 25:18, for they vex you with their wiles, wherewith they have beguiled you in the matter of Peor, and in the matter of Cozbi, the daughter of a prince of Midian, their sister, which was slain in the day of the plague for Peor's sake. Numbers 33:55, but if ye will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which ye let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and shall vex you in the land wherein you dwell. Deuteronomy 28:20. I already mentioned that one. And then last but not least, 2 Chronicles 15:6. In the King James it reads, and nation was destroyed of nation and city of city, for God did vex them with all adversity. Before I do this other stuff, and again, warning, graphic content, it's coming. Before I do that, I just want to mention, like, what is the solution? What is the remedy? And some people have mentioned this problem is too big for man to handle, because as, you know, Ephesians 6 reads, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, which should help us extend grace and mercy to one another, flesh and blood. So what's going on in 2 Chronicles 15? In the NASB, starting from verse 1, it reads, now the Spirit of God came on Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa, and said to him, listen to me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you when you are with him. And if you seek him, he will let you find him. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. For many days Israel was without the true God and without a teaching priest and without law. They were lawless. But in their distress, they turned to the Lord God of Israel, and they sought him, and he let them find him. In those times, there was no peace to him who went out or to him who came in, for many disturbances afflicted all the inhabitants of the lands. Sounds familiar. Nation was crushed by nation and city by city, for God troubled them, vexed in the King James, with every kind of distress. Does this, strike a resonant chord perhaps? But you be strong and do not lose courage, for there is reward for your work. Now when Asa heard these words and the prophecy which Azariah the son of Oded the prophet spoke, he took courage and removed the abominable idols from all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and from the cities which he had captured in the hill country of Ephraim. He then restored the altar of the Lord which was in front of the porch of the Lord. He gathered all Judah and Benjamin and those from Ephraim, Manasseh, and Simeon who resided with them. For many defected to him from Israel when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. Many defected when they saw. You know, it's like that breath of freedom and not the sweltering heat of oppression, and so they all flee to that. So they assembled at Jerusalem in the third month of the 15th year of Asa's reign. They sacrificed to the Lord that day 700 oxen and 7,000 sheep from the spoil they had brought. And so you think about that. I mean, that would be kind of like a, I imagine that it would be like a sort of a tithing kind of a sacrifice. So if it's a fraction of the spoil, 7,000 sheep is a lot. It's at least 70,000 that they picked from, I mean, generally speaking. So that's something. Anyway, then it goes on. To me, it seems kind of legalistic after that. But the point is the beginning of the chapter. When was the last time we did that in America? And there's no denying that we have biblical heritage, a biblical heritage, biblical roots in America. And I have, I don't know, addressed this issue, I guess, many times. I would say, yes, there was, you know, the wolf was masquerading among the flock. But what happened over time, basically, is that even though the wolf was in the sheepfold, instead of adhering to the orthodoxy of being sheep, the flock, little by little, gradually sort of was conscripted to being wolves, or at least thinking they are. It's the only way, you know, in a power-evolving universe. Come on, Chris, it's the Nietzschean way. The will to power, comrades, it's the only way. No, it's not the only way, but that's kind of what has happened. We've been beguiled, and now, what was the latest entry that I saw of sociopathic nonsense? The same time, Kevin Dutton's book was coming out, The Wisdom of Psychopaths. 2011, what else? What was I just thinking about? You know, this is not by accident. These things are not coincidences. So, I don't remember. Maybe it'll come back to me later. And this whole wireless thing is really unnerving. I don't know what the deal is with wireless things. Now we're to the point where, you know, sociopathy, well, it's normal. And so, again, like I said yesterday, what happens when people who are sociopathic do not have compassion, generally speaking? They are not empathic. It's a kind of dehumanized state of being. Reminds me of the Bible talking about people being seared in their conscience. And so what happens when you combine that with the COVID edicts issued from on high, and what a sinister, subtle kind of sleight of hand all of that is. My goodness. You know, with the vaccines from, you know, the approval of the Comirnaty vaccine that's not available in America. FDA approval for a thing, and so it's used overseas. But then there's the equivalent. No, it's the same thing. No, it's not, because if it was the same thing, it would be the same thing. No, it's the same thing. Really? Do you have a package insert? Do you know what the ingredients for each are? There's been a scientific review of each. We know that for a fact, right? Well, not exactly, but, you know, they say, okay. Well, you know, What do they call that? Mormon birth control? Just trust me. Trust me. You're not supposed to tell jokes like that anymore, though, because you're a racist, homophobic, misogynistic, you know, evil person if you do. So sleight of hand there, sleight of hand with the mandates. Is it mandated yet? Not exactly. And then there is, what's the case? What was it, 1909, I think, was the case that is leaned on for vaccine mandates. But again, the sleight of hand there is that that was a state case. The states, as everyone points out, can enforce those kinds of things, not the FedGov. The FedGov is going to say we'll lean on this state precedent. Even though it was a Supreme Court decision, it was a state, not the FedGov. So, anyway, lots of sleight of hand going on. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-Herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
found my own world. A lover for all that's inside it. The beat of my words down a riot. The beat of my police pack, parking lots, guns, bombs, sounding
up. Welcome back. Here's one more recent example of an induced state of sociopathy. James Lyons-Weiler tweeted back in 2019, as if we needed more reason to check out the Pharmacita, paracetamol, sorry, acetaminophen, a.k.a. Tylenol. Second study confirms it's turning us less, well, he puts empathetic, I would say empathic, but here's a study, NCBI, NIH. So even the National Institutes of Health, no. National Center for Biotechnology Information, NCBI, NIH. A social analgesic, acetaminophen, paracetamol, reduces positive empathy. And, you know, so then we get into this kind of stuff. We have to, we're splitting things up in ways that, that it shouldn't be split up. That's another devilish tactic. So, turns out Tylenol makes you less empathic. I'm sure it's just a coincidence, just another accident. And nothing to see here, of course. All right, so in the second hour, I'll start getting into the stuff I mentioned yesterday that I want to get your attention. And not to seek to be gratuitous for effect, but I think it's important that we take a trip down memory lane and see what lessons history might teach us. So I'm going to start doing that in the second hour of today's broadcast. From the late great Jack Otto's World War III excerpts, pages like 42, 64, and 65, 70. There's some others, 70 to 74, 82 to 84. Just kind of in there somewhere. And we'll see if maybe we can't learn a thing or two, or maybe if it can't wake us up. And my hope is that, you know, we hear those things and the response is kind of a Second Chronicles 15 sort of response. You know, we understand that this thing is bigger than you, bigger than me. What do? Cry out to the Lord. Cry out to God. Remember when Joan Vion used to say that? She'd end her talk, you know, so what do? Cry out to God like the Israelites did in Egypt. That'll do it for the first hour, second hour coming up right after the short break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.